You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, we don't have to break the news to you about what's happening this weekend in Colorado with the snowstorm coming in. We have people who listen all over, not only all over the country, but all over the world. And they might be saying, well, it's not going to snow here. Yeah, well, we got a lot of people listening in Colorado, and it's going to be a smack in the face. They keep adjusting. Now I'm hearing 15 to 25 inches.
They don't know.
Which is still a ton.
It's a lot of snow, and it's wet, and it's heavy, and it's a spring-style storm. I'm quickly trying to go to some of the news websites, because every one of them is different here locally, it seems. They're all doing the CYA right now, mm-hmm. of the, these models could shift if the winds change a little. There might be more here, but less here, and they really don't know yet.
I just want weather people to stop doing that. I mean, I would give anything if they would stop with the, look, don't yell at us. We understand. It's a difficult job.
It is. And this,
you're doing the best you can. Just say, hey, right now we think we're going to get 3 feet of snow. And if we don't, you don't have to wallow.
Then
and
rejoice
say, oh
that we didn't get it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if after all this buildup, we only did get a trace? That would be dang funny. I guess
it's happened before. It's happened this snow season, as I recall.
It has. From what I'm hearing, Estes Park is going to get punched in the face pretty good. So if you were planning to go up and get fudge and t-shirts this weekend, don't. Boulder's going to get it pretty good. Idaho Springs. Lower foothills. Yeah, 2 feet easily, it sounds like. So I'll be digging out. I'm going to fire up the old snowblower, help my neighbors out.
The question we have is how people are doing their own particular prep. It just so happened that yesterday we must have asked. Well, first I started by asking Jeremy, and you said something about chili. And then I think three different phone calls yesterday, just randomly, we said, so what are you going to make, you know, to eat this weekend? And all three said, chili.
My Facebook post this morning says, what will you be packing your face with this weekend during the big snowstorm? Easily, Dom, easily 15 posts with it right off the first few minutes. Chili and cornbread, top of the list. And where is that comment from that one dude that worked at the grocery store? Matt, here he is. He says, over the years, working at grocery stores during these types of snowstorms, the number one meal on most people's dinner tables is chili, based off of what is in people's carts. So people are rolling up with the cans of beans and the cans of tomatoes, you know, and the chili packets and everything. So everyone's making chili this weekend.
Is that the only thing we can think to make when it's cold and snowy?
Here's my menu. Tonight we're doing Mongolian beef.
Oh, nice call.
Right? Tomorrow, Nikki's like, I want some lasagna. So she's going to be making lasagna.
An even better call.
And then Sunday, chicken corn chowder, buddy.
Well, you guys are going to be three for three.
We're going to be
for three.
Fat and sassy this weekend, aren't we? Smothered burritos made the list online. A lot of lasagna. Wine. A lot of wine on the list. Sangrias and chili. Pizza. Shrimp lasagna manicotti.
No. I'm afraid I have to. Sorry.
Shrimp lasagna.
Stop it.
You can throw that out on your driveway, lady.
Just stop it.
French dips on the list. So a lot of eating. You know what's funny about these snowstorms is there are definitely two different types of people. The people I'm seeing on Facebook that are just ecstatic about this. They're so happy that all this snow is coming. And then there's people like me that's cursing it. I don't want all this snow. It just creates more work. I've got to be outside multiple times shoveling and snow blowing. And you got to come in with all the wet clothes. And then you got to try to get the dog out. And then the dog poop's buried and soggy. And I hate the snow.
I'm guess so in a way we're fortunate that it is hitting mostly on a Saturday and a Sunday. I mean,
sure.
Right? Monday we could see the impact of it all, but mostly people can hunker down. I remember it was it 5-6 years ago, whatever, it was a December, and we had 3 weekends in a row with big snowstorms, not 2 feet, but at least like 8, 10, 12 inches or whatever. And it happened 3 weekends in a row. Do you remember that? And
we were talking
about how strange it was that, first of all, to get three big dumpings in December is kind of unusual, actually, for us. And it was all on the weekends. And so...
It's a perfectly planned snow schedule, isn't it?
And especially in December, you know, holiday season, it was guaranteed to be a white Christmas, and everybody was jolly about it. I'm wondering if people feel as if this is a uniting type of event. If, let's say, hypothetically, we get 2 feet of snow in Denver, do you feel like it makes people bond with one another a little bit? Because everyone's like, hey, what do you got to do? We got to dig out. You know, hey.
It does, because I guarantee you, I'm complaining about being outside shoveling and snow blowing, but I know all the other dads in the neighborhood will be out there, too. We'll be hanging out outside, laughing and shoveling and, I don't know, maybe, can you have a beer out in a snowstorm? I don't know.
But yeah, we'll keep them out there. Snowbank. Just set them down in the snowbank.
Why not? And you see the people cruising up and down the roads in their ATVs or people out in skis and stuff. I mean, in a way, it's fun. Ugh.
People all getting onto social media and posting pictures of how they dig a little trail out into the backyard for their dog to go poop.
Yeah.
You know, the countless pictures of, hey, I had to clear a path, Fifi could go out and do her business.
And really,
and people bond that way.
That, and this is a kid's dream, isn't it? Like, when you're a kid, this is like the ultimate snow. When you go out and actually make forts and the snow's sticking together and you make your goofy snowman and go sledding. And it's a kid's dream, man.
Do you have a good sled hill by your house?
We do. Yeah, we do. There's a couple.
You say that couple as if you will not allow your children to do it.
No, we do. Like last year, we went out and sled. There's a couple we can walk to from our house, but then there's that biggie that's up there on, what is that, Ken Carroll and Kipling, the big sledding hill there, but you'd have to drive to it. It's the one that like shoots you right out onto Kipling if you go fast enough. Wee! You gotta wear orange when you go to that sledding hill.